So if you don't know what this is the Improvised Wikipedia podcast. I host it with my friend John Longer.
It's my friend Glenn Tickle, and we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads, one page at a time.
All of it. We've done 40 so far, so we're probably like half done.
Yeah. At the end of this, we decided that if we score better than Wikipedia, we receive the entirety of Wikipedia as our prize. So it's really high stakes. It's high stakes.
The highest.
The highest. So to get started, we just need to know something that you want to know more about, and we will tell you. Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Cool. I was a giant Magic
the
Gathering.
Out of the gate, I bet you know more about this than I do.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I did not have a lot of friends. Yeah.
That's why I thought you knew more about it than I did. I was very popular and cool.
So Magic the Gathering is a collectible card game.
It's like Pokemon.
Sure. Yeah. No. It was probably
but
a
with
precursor.
Wizards and shit?
Yeah. It was a precursor to Pokemon with wizards and shit. We're talking late '90s, and I spent all my money on it.
That's why I didn't get into it. Like I knew what it was as a kid. The three friends I had all played it, but I didn't have enough money growing up to like get way into a card game. Like I bought, I think one like starter deck, and they're like, "Oh no, you need like a bunch more to be good at this." I'm like, "Well, I guess I'm done."
Yeah, not skill based at all. It was more, you know, how many of these things can you purchase? It's really like
it's
capitalism, the card game with wizards.
Yeah, but there's like the starter deck, but you get smaller individual packs, like a pack of
booster
baseball
packs.
Like booster packs of like probably 7 to 10 cards. No gum in there though, huh?
No gum. Treat was the wizards.
One time I bought a pack of Alf collectible cards, and by one time I mean about 5 years ago, so well after the Alf craze. These were very old cards, and it had gum in it, and my friend and I were like, should we eat the gum? And we did. The answer was no. We should not have eaten the gum. Gum doesn't hold up for 20 years as well as you think.
Did you think it was going to hold up?
I thought it might still be gum, but it wasn't. I don't think it.
It was like a chalky nightmare, right?
It didn't ever coalesce.
Like you took a bite and it just disintegrated
like
in your
mouth? You get that baseball card gum, right? And it's very dry and it crumbles, but then it comes together at a point. It doesn't do that after probably about 15 years.
Yeah, no gum in Magic the Gathering, but I remember very briefly, I think the company that made it was called Wizards of the Coast.
I know produces it now. I don't know if they invented it.
I think they did. Let's assume they did.
They own it now.
Unless you want to be like, Trilor, the Wizard of Middle Earth made a game, and like you want to go down that route.
No, there is like a story to it.
Is there?
Yeah, but it's not, like you don't know the story from playing the game. You have to like read the website. But like each card has like a backstory, and there's lore to it.
Jesus Christ, I was not that into it. I see. My problem was like the only person I really knew that played it was my brother, and like most competitive things, I just destroyed him all the time at it. Not because I really even cared, but because I just wanted to beat him down. And so he just stopped wanting to play.
Brotherly as hell of you.
Yeah, no, it was a real healthy relationship. That
so when did it
definitely
start?
Didn't carry over.
When
into
did you do
adulthood.
This as a child?
Oh God, mid '90s.
Okay,
mid to late
'90s. So probably
90s.
Before that it started.
Yeah, I mean it's clear it's a '90s invention for sure.
Which one of
I
the?
I think
90s?
It's like I think it
There's
it runs
a lot of them.
It runs kind of parallel to Pogs, right? So
Ooh.
Like I think there
I
were two camps.
Pogs.
In junior high for me, there was the Pogs camp,
yeah,
and the Magic the Gathering
camp.
Camp
Pogs, stacking them up and slamming them down.
Yeah, no, I was.
Pogs are cheap.
I was emptying recycling bins with the science club, playing Magic the Gathering and crying.
Man, I was a Boy Scout as a kid, and a lot of the other guys that I was Boy Scouts with played Magic, and they would play Magic on trips and stuff. But we weren't allowed to, like it was against the rules because it was like wizards and stuff.
Yeah, wizards get a bad rap, right?
Well, they're shady. You can't trust them.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about?
Wizards are shady.
State your case.
Look at them. They got staves. You can't trust what's under those robes. Nothing. They're naked under there.
You're naked under those pants. Why am I trusting you?
I got a pair of MeUndies on, which don't sponsor our podcast, but sponsor most other podcasts. That's why I got them.
Thanks for the plug for other podcasts. Great. This is good content.
But pick a number. Which 90? 2? 1992.
Fuck you. Stay on this wizard thing. That's not a compelling argument.
We only have 10 minutes.
I don't give a shit how much time we have.
Times this long.
Justify your position on all wizards being untrustworthy.
You can't trust. They do magic. I don't trust it. I don't need. Like, I'm on the right side of history here. Like, you tell me why wizards are so great.
They do magic.
Ugh.
They help take the One Ring back to Mordor and save all of life.
No.
They
by doing something they could have done in the first chapter of the first book.
Okay, well, shut up.
It saved me about 1,000.
Give me more
pages.
Chances. They help Waldo get on.
Oh,
lost.
I forgot I had this big ass bird I could have controlled this whole time. Here, little buddy, fly in there.
You can't just call an eagle to save down and
it's
pick
exactly
up some
what
hobbits.
He did.
It took some time.
It took about 9 hours total.
That's true.
Viewing time.
It's true. I've actually
Is
kind
that
of
how long that spell cast to take takes to cast. Shut
I've
up.
Sort of burned through most of them.
We are mean to each other on live ones, which isn't like when we record these at home. It's all
very
buddy friendship stuff.
Yeah. But like now that we have
a
live audience.
I swear to God, if you don't pick a number, I'm going to kick you in the chair.
Oh, yeah, 1995. Great.
Sure.
Where were we? It was a turn-based card game. You had to defeat the other player.
There's a plane.
There's like five different colors of like. They had like
white,
like
red, black,
yeah.
Red, blue, green.
Yep, nailed it.
I think those are right.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, it's still going strong, man. Like,
yeah, a lot of nerds out there.
Yeah, so many nerds out there. When
if they all became friends with each other, it would go out of business.
What?
If all the people who play Magic the Gathering became friends,
right,
then no one would play Magic the Gathering because they would have friends.
Got it. Yeah, no, that's
a callback
out.
To
that's
your
good.
Earlier point
no, you're,
of
you're
you
right,
played
you're
it
because
right. you didn't have any friends.
You're right. You're
I
right.
don't really think you can be a nerd with friends.
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure. That was lazy comedy of me.
Mine was even lazier because I was just calling back your weak shit.
We have a specific aesthetic and it's usually lazy. I mean, that's all I really got for Magic. It's still going strong. When I rediscovered
use
my
mana.
Collection.
Use words that you play in the game. You use mana.
For
you have to tap mana.
Hold on. For someone who allegedly did not play this game, you seem to know a lot about
I've
it,
sir.
I've
seen people play it.
Okay.
And I know words that they use, and I feel like if we don't include the words, we're gonna lose.
Okay, I was gonna bring a personal anecdote into it and share some of my life with the audience. I thought they might be interested in
about
it.
About mana use?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I'm not interested.
All right, fine. You want, okay?
Tell me how you tap that mana, son.
So the magic derives from lands. You play land cards. You tap them to have mana. It's like resources. It's resource management, like any other like crazy complex nerd game. The
nerds
lands correspond. The lands and the colors correspond to the mana. I don't know. It's really. It's still popular. They're
so
still putting out like
you
tons
build
of
decks
cards.
Around one of these colors, right?
You like, don't have to. You could do combinations.
But it's pretty
of
frequent
it, yeah.
where people are like,
"Yeah,
I got
here's
a
my
red deck.
Yeah, look at my big throbbing
look at
red
my
deck.
Big red deck.
Yeah, choke.
Not
on.
As big as my black deck.
Choke on this. Choke on this big red deck.
I got a just a regular sized white deck.
Yeah, it's
not.
It's actually.
It's not unimpressive.
Yeah, but I mean, it sometimes gets the job done. But honestly,
like when I'm not using it, it doesn't look that big. But like when it's time to play, it's my white deck shows up.
I'm reminded in this moment that you have too many kids.
Yeah, that's how.
Oh boy. So when I found my Magic the Gathering collection as an adult, like I was cleaning out my parents' basement. I took that to a comic book store to trade it in for either cash or store credit because I'm still a dork. And I got to tell you, that experience was one of the most humbling's not the right word, but like, here's a collection of shit that I did when I was in junior high that like I'm presenting to people and they're judging me for it. Like, these cards aren't exactly the first edition. I'm like, I don't care.
Did you
dude.
Push those people down the stairs? You should have.
No, I'm not a sociopath.
Well,
I just got judged and traded in for some comic books and then went home and cried. You pulling up the Wikipedia page?
I pulled up the Wikipedia page. Right, typically your job. We're going to mix it up this time.
Yeah, no, it's
what
good.
Year did you say?
1995.
You should have said 1993 because Magic the Gathering, colloquially known as Magic Cards or just Magic, is both a collectible and digital collectible card game created by, give me a name real quick.
A name? Yeah. Benson Ticklebottom.
Sorry, I was looking for Richard Garfield. Released in 1993 by Wizards of the Coast. It was the first trading card game and has approximately 20 million players as of 2015.
Is there a citation for that being the first trading card game?
I had the same exact
thought. Yeah, I don't think that's the first trading card game.
But like, you could you trade cards when you play like War, and that's been around before 1993.
Technically speaking, you're right. So we're running out of time, so just to recap and explain what we're doing right now, we compare against the actual Wikipedia page. A lot of Wikipedia is trash. There's a lot of redundancy on Wikipedia pages. There's a lot of citations needed, and that's honestly how we rake up, like get a lot of wins, because we're just as accurate as some of the garbage we read on here.
Yeah.
This looks very long, though, which does not bode well for us.
We just did an episode on the Tufted Titmouse, which is a bird, and we did not deserve to win, but the Wikipedia page for it was so bad that we decided we won. I nailed those colors, by the way.
That's good. Good job.
But
audience not impressed. Live audience not on board with the premise, not on board with our big red decks. It's just downhill from here, Glenn.
So we got basically nothing right. You were pretty close in the year, and I got colors right. That's about it.
Well, the good news,
I did say mana a good number of times.
You did. The good news is we don't count live episodes against our score. So that's good.
I did see how many Magic the Gathering cards have been made since 1993.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need you to go ahead and give me a number.
I
saw how many. So give me a number between 1 and 20 billion.
Okay. 600.
The number was 20 billion. God damn it. I said it in a very obvious way.
I miss recording when there's not people here and you're just genuinely supportive and friendly.
We're so nice to each other in your office.
It's true. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Check out our podcast. We would love it. I don't know, play Magic.
Yeah. Tap that mana, baby.
Swamp deck.
Swamp deck?